Welcome to the Inspiration 316 show, hosted by John Beener, founder of Wise Counsel. John shares the inspiring and shocking miracles of how Jesus Christ is changing lives, families, organizations, and nations in this chaotic world. These are the true stories the media won't cover because they defy the shocking bad news they are selling. Stay tuned to be inspired.
Well, good day. It's John Beener. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Inspiration 316. We got another exciting, stimulating show here today. The theme is like a child. You know, we're not about the bad news. We're talking about the good news, even though we covered a lot of bad news lately and showed what God is doing to bring righteousness to our nation, to our people, to culture, society, preparing for his return one day. But here is Like a Little Child. That's the theme of today's show. This is one of my favorite little segments because it's going to be a lot lighter than some of the other issues that we've dealt with. But it says in Matthew 18:3, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. All right. Well, that, what does that say? That says that, hey, we need to get our act together to let go, let God be in control of our heart, soul, and spirit. That's what it's all about. Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the light. And so what I have here is several segments of singing by young kids, and finished up with the last one with Justin Bieber. Even when he was a young kid, like 10 or 11 years old, he was on YouTube, and that's how he got discovered. And many other people came after him, and obviously he's been very successful, but also had some controversy, of course, as everybody does get when you're famous. They want to write negative stuff about everybody. But we've got Josh Groban also singing a duet with a young girl who's 14 years old. But we have little kids that are singing at 10 years old, 5 years old, 3 years old. And we have, most important of all, we have a leadoff by my grandson, little John Turner Beener. And his mom and dad, and they've taught him a song, and they give a lot of credit to the preschool there at the church where he attends. But here he is, 3 years old. We're going to lead off with this segment. Here he is, 3 years old, my grandson singing Jesus Loves Me. Listen in. This is pretty neat.
Jesus loves me. This song, no. Little ones to them belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yeah, for the Bible tells me so.
Wow, what a kid, huh? He's got lots of personality, lots of energy. He's into all kinds of things. 3 years old, he's singing that song. I don't know if he's going to be the next Justin Bieber or not, but I doubt that. You never know what all things are possible when you're singing at that age. I love to sing at that age. I learned that song when I was a kid, too, in my Methodist church, and I remember lots of little things at that time where my mom and dad, I remember asking them one time, we came home from church, and I said, Mom, Dad, how do we love our neighbors? We don't even know our neighbors. And my mom said, No, we know our neighbors, and we like them. I said, well, but we don't love them, do we? Yeah, we do. I said, okay, well, I didn't quite understand that. You know, and but these are the things, the first impressions in our lives that we gather, right? And it's a good foundation because that song stuck in me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I had other little things that stuck in me too, that gave me a little bit of foundation, or maybe even a longing or a yearning for Christ. And ultimately, it didn't happen for almost 40 years of my life until I fully surrendered my life to him. But he had a plan and a purpose through all of that to take me through a lot of garbage or a lot of negative thinking that, again, bring me into centers of righteousness and commitment and submission to his purpose and plan in me and discover what that was. Thank God he didn't take a long time to show me the way once I discovered him and got through the evil that I was dealing with at the time. But again, we're back to Matthew 18:3. Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. That's a tough statement in many ways for a lot of people. They say, well, I go to church. Isn't that good enough? Well, not really. What God wants you to do is let go of your pride, your egotism, your self-centered thinking, and let him take over the spiritual part of your life. You have a body, soul, and the spirit. If you commit your spirit to his spirit and start connecting, he will feed you with love, mercy, grace, kindness, joy that will surpass all understanding. Here's a song by a little boy, and I think he is 3 or 4 years old. Now he may be 5 or 6. I didn't put my notes down on this one. But anyway, he's singing 10,000 Reasons. It's a song written by Matt Redman, and you may be familiar with him, but listen to his singing. This is amazing for a little boy.
Like never before.
That's pretty amazing for a young boy, less than 10 years old, Stephen Samuel Devasse is his name. What a song. I love that song anyway, 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman. But again, tremendous singing for a young boy. These are the things that leave impressions on your heart and your soul. As I shared earlier with my son and even my grandson, you know, Jesus loves me, this I know, simple little songs. Get that into their spirit. Get it into your spirit. If you don't know Christ, if you haven't served him, if you don't understand his ways, God will come in and open the door and connect you to the Spirit of God, and you'll get divine wisdom, knowledge, discernment if you hang in there and seek him and be like a little child. Be open, be teachable. This is the problem we have with having pride, stubbornness, stupidity. We seek out the world's ways of things rather than God's deeper ways of things. We still have to live in the world. We have to be in the world, but not of the world. That's what Christ talks about. So here's a song by four boys in a family. They're jamming together. Two of them are on guitar. One's on a drum, and another one's on a flute, and the mom joins in singing. These guys are from 10 to 12 years old. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Listen in.
Sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. I worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship You.
Again, I wish you could picture that. That's on a video of these four kids, four boys, and the mom singing in the living room. Obviously not at a concert hall, not some special place, you know, not the best acoustics, not always the guitar tuned right, or all the drums hitting right. But the point is that it's nice. It's symptomatic of like a child. Again, Matthew 18:3, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of God. That means being open to God, open to His leading, open to His guiding, opening to the joy that's in us. The more we sing the word to God, the more we build a relationship with Him. The more we get it into our soul, our spirit. We got a body, soul, and a spirit. The spirit is really what needs to be fed with the love of God and through the love of God. God connects as we commit to Him. Commit our life to Him. He comes in and fills our spirit, and we have openness, teachable. We have more love, kindness for other people. We have more sense of direction through His leading and guiding. And our soul, which is the mind and intellect, is just filled with all kinds of lots of choices. And the soul sometimes takes more time to catch up with the spirit as God feeds it. But God will feed it through the word again and through His purposes and His plans. I love the story of Tom Beatty, which we don't have time to share her today, but how his grandmother would pay him a quarter every time he'd memorize a Bible verse. And he said that it was an incentive, you know, and he didn't have a father. He was raised without his father and mother. They left him with his grandparents. And what ends up happening is that all these kids in school were talking about their father, and he'd say, well, I got a father too. And he's talking about the father of the Bible, by a father of God Himself. And so he talked about his father that he memorized out of Proverbs and Psalms and other verses, of course. That's what it's all about, folks, coming to the Lord, knowing His ways. Here's an incredible little boy and girl singing, "You Raise Me Up." This is a Josh Groban song that he made famous, but this young couple, young kids, their brother and sister, I think one is 7 and the other is 5, but they're, oh, I'm sorry, 10 and 8, that's their ages. They're from South Korea. They're on a TV show. This will sound more perfect. 17 million people have seen this video of these young kids singing. Jeffrey Lee and Saline Tam are their names. Listen in.
And all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart's burnt empty,
when I am still and wait here in His silence until You come and sit a while with me.
Again, Jeffrey Lee, Celine Tam in South Korea, 10 and 8 years old. We're talking about singing like a little child. Get the Word of God, impregnate your kids about the Word of God with singing. It's a great thing to do. Here's Caitlin Mayer, 5 years old. Ava Maria, she's singing. Listen to this. This kid is tiny. Listen to her.
At this time, I'd like to introduce a very special guest, a very personal friend of ours here at Christian Fellowship Church. But Caitlin Mayer, would you come on up? Would you give Caitlin a warm welcome? Caitlin's going to sing for us tonight. And what are you going to sing, Caitlin?
I'm going to sing Ave Maria.
Ave Maria. Now, you've been pretty busy here lately, right?
Yes,
what have you been doing?
I've been busy, but I've been having a lot of fun. Well, I did my CD called You Are Meant to Be, and I hope that blesses people. And also, I went to sing for the president at the White House.
Wow.
And the funny thing was the best thing of all was I got to sing, but the funny thing was that the cookies were shaped like his dog and cat.
Oh my goodness, that's the best part about singing at the White House, right? The cookies. Absolutely. That is awesome.
But the best part was really singing.
Oh, that's great. Well, Caitlin has been very busy. She is back from Vancouver where she was filming a movie for Disney. And some of the other things that Caitlin's been doing has been visiting some news channels from what I understand. You sang on Fox and Friends. It'll be aired tonight at 8 o'clock. Caitlin's been a very busy girl, let's just say that. But Caitlin is here to sing for us tonight. And would you just please help me welcome again Caitlin Mayer as she sings Ave Maria.
Caitlin Mayer, 5 years old, Ave Maria. How about that? Is that amazing or not? Again, we're talking about like a little child. Be open. Matthew 18:3 says, truly I tell you, unless you become like a little child, you'll not enter the gates of heaven. And that's the whole idea of being open, teachable to God like a little child. Take command. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. We've got to head out of here. Oh, happy day. We'll be back shortly. See you soon.
On I-295 north at Bay Metals Road, there's a lot of backup, at least several cars involved in a crash there. And I-95 north before the Fuller Warren Bridge, we're looking at an accident. It's partly cloudy and another cold night. The overnight low 31. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 51.
Welcome back. This is John Beaner. You're listening to Inspiration 316. Thanks for joining us. Today's theme is like a little child. Be like a little child. God wants us to be humble, to be open, to be teachable, to come before him, to seek his ways, to seek fullness in and through him, have his spirit connect with our spirits. Beyond church, it's beyond a religion. It's a personal relationship. That's what he wants from us. And children are obedient to their parents in a young age, for the most part, obviously not in all ways, but their heart is open and tender. And I played that one with my grandson, Jesus Loves Me, a song that he learned at his church school. And obviously he's very proud of that, and I am too, to hear him sing that song. I did it myself when I was his age, and it's a song that's still stuck in my heart. I remember it all the days of my life. You know, singing is a great way to take in the gospel, to take in the word of God, and to have it full, become more fullness in us. Again, we are looking forward to, we're going to have a gathering on February the 11th at 12 to 1:30 for Inspiration 316 listeners, fans, supporters, that people want to come together at the Village Bread Cafe on Phillips Highway, US 1, across from the new Walmart, just south of Emerson there. And there, it's a new location for the Village Bread Cafe, but they've got a bigger meeting room in the back. And so we're looking for a number of people to come. We're going to have testimonies. We're going to have witnesses. We're going to talk about probably five or six different testimonies. In fact, there'll be a chance for you to share some of your testimony. And if we can't get it right in the midst of the meeting will be from 12 to 1:30. You'll be able to get food, bring it into the meeting room together with us, and just celebrate. We're going to show some videos of testimonies. We're going to have special testimonies as well, but it'll be a chance to gather and just to get to know one another, get to learn more about other things that are available, a little bit about our sponsors and other people that have supported what we've done. So hope you can come out for that. Again, February the 11th, 12 to 1:30. Mark that on your calendar. It's the weekend after the Super Bowl. That's a Sunday, from 12 to 1:30. Sunday, February the 11th. All right. Looking forward to that. Here's some more music that of young kids. Again, here is a clip that we've used once before with Josh Groban in his concert. And he does some unusual things sometimes in his concert. He gets audience participation. But here's a surprise duet song where a 13-year-old girl in the audience has written him a note and says she'd like to sing with him. And he brings her up on stage. Listen to this story. Now, this is done by a camera, somebody's video camera. So the sound quality isn't perfect, but we get the gist of it, and it's heartwarming. Listen into this.
Those first three songs are basically just still ritual, still happening. Anyway, that's what I do. Anastasia, section 100, row A, C2. Anastasia, are you there? Are you right there? Hi, Anastasia. Front row. Look at you. And you got a question here. I'm 14. Okay. And I love to sing opera. That's wonderful. Can I sing a duet with you? Anastasia. How long have you been singing?
5 years.
5 years? Do you mean it? Would you really like to sing a duet, or are you just joshing with me?
I would.
You would? Come with me. You look very pretty tonight on stage, and you have a lovely name. Can we power walk? Can we? Usually I have ankle weights, but I'm not tonight. This is Green Bay Idol in the making, ladies and gentlemen. 14 years old. Don't be nervous. Are you nervous? You're not nervous, are you? A little bit. Okay, that's okay. Me too. Please, come to the center of the stage here. Would you like some water? Well, is there a song in mind you'd like to sing for these people? This is Green Bay's chance to hear what you love to do. What would you like to sing?
To Where You Are.
To Where You Are? You can do a little bit of that. Mark, do you want to start it or should I? How about you start it?
Again, that's Anastasia Lee singing with Josh Grogan at a concert in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I forgot the name of the song they just sang, but obviously she is an opera singer. It's hard to tell exactly because obviously that was done by somebody's video camera in the audience, but it's amazing what God can do through a little child. That's the theme of today's show. You know, a little child, be obedient to God, and you will trust him for the rest of your life. You know, that's what God wants. That's what he wants to do, have a fullness and relationship with you and me, and that's for us to be open and teachable to him like a little child. Amazing Grace. This is a little girl. She sings for her mom in heaven. She's actually lost her mom to cancer, I think it was, but she loves to sing, and so this is kind of Rima, I think is her name. She sings about losing her mom after cancer. Listen in to some of this. This is very good.
Hi. How are you? Good. So you're a big internet hit. Is what you are. Do you have a big team of stylists and stuff like that?
No, but sometimes I do my hair and daddy, but one time I put hairspray all over my hair and my hair was like all hard, and daddy was talking to my Uncle Andre, and then he came into the bathroom and he's like, "What happened to your hair?" So then he washed it all out and then he fixed my hair and it was like pretty.
So we had to start over?
Yeah.
Was it all crazy like this?
No.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought it might have been. So would you tell me how you discovered gospel music?
Well, my mother used to sing all the time. And, well, she used to make up her own songs. And I was really young. So I decided to start singing, and it made me happy. But my mom died of ovarian cancer, and whenever I sing, it makes me feel like I'm close to her.
And I bet it probably makes her feel like she's close to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that every time you're singing, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I would like to know who some of your favorite singers are.
Whitney Houston.
Good.
Mariah Carey.
Great.
Celine Dion.
Wow. Okay.
And my mother.
And your mother. Mm-hmm. All right. Terrific. Well, Rama's dad, Titan, is here with us today. So, Titan, what do you think of your daughter and everything that's gone on at 8 years old?
Well, I'm very proud of her. I'm glad she's found something that she loves to do and something that she shares with her mom. You know, they both are singers, so
it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're the cutest person I've ever met.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so Rayma, you're going to perform a verse from one of your mom's favorite songs?
Sure.
Okay, it's Amazing Grace, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to take a seat next to your dad, and I guess you're used to the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Feeling we're going to be listening to you for a long time, don't you? I think so. Wow. So you have a new album out, right?
Yes.
What's it called?
All Seasons.
All Seasons by Rayma. All right, so I would be looking for that if I were you. Might want to get her to sign it if you run into her on your way out. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Again, that's Rayma. She's, I think, 7, 8 years old, but singing, of course, for her mom who passed away. All Seasons, the name of the album. I'm going to check that out myself. That's outstanding singing, obviously. Here is Christopher Duffley. He's singing Lean on Me. What makes us different, what makes us unusual, is this young boy has autism. You know, and he can't really see on his own. He's walked up to the podium. This takes place at a Teamsters meeting, believe it or not. Union leaders, you know, gathering together for a conference, and they bring this boy, Christopher, up to sing because they know that he is not only good, but he's inspiring. And so he's singing before these men. You can tell in the audience their jubilation and enthusiasm for him singing Lean on Me, which is obviously a godly song, even though I'm not sure it was intended for that fullness, but it is about lean on Jesus Christ. He is the one we're talking about, like a little child today, Matthew 18:3. You know, lean on Christ, as he is the one that will get us into heaven if we lean on him. Let's listen in to Christopher.
I'd like to have another special welcome from our young singer, Christopher Duffy, who will sing a song that I think is really important right now.
Lean
there's always tomorrow. Lead on me if you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride. If I had things you need to borrow, for no one can fill those of your needs that you won't let show you. You just call on me, brother, if you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem if you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me if you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on the brother if you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem if you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry on, right up the road, and I'll share your load. If you just call me, text me, email me, Skype me, Facebook me, tweet me, YouTube.
Again, this is a young boy, Christopher Duffy, who is singing Lean On Me. He's got autism, so he can barely see, but, man, he's punching it out there. Great song. Teamsters excited to hear him sing, and it was heartwarming, obviously, and cute. And we're talking about, again, like a little child, be open, be humbled to before the Lord, seek his ways. Here's baby Justin Bieber, actually, 13 years old. Singing on the X Factor, which is one of these like American Idol type shows that's more than just singing. But anyway, 24 million people watched this thing on YouTube. It was part of his start to become famous, Justin Bieber. But he got our famous bad guy in the show with him too. That's listen to some of this. How this comes about.
Hi, nice to meet you.
How's it going?
It's going amazing. It's like all these emotions just mixed together. It's just amazing.
You are so cute.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Cute. Thank
How
you.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
You're 13. So, what are you going to sing for us today?
I will be singing It Will Rain by Bruno Mars.
Nice. Well, good luck.
don't have it anymore.
Excuse me. We want to hear a different song. You're going to have to work much harder on your vocals.
To shake out the nerves, right? This is important.
What have you got apart from a backing track? You got a piano track or an acapella track?
We basically just dumbed down to Grenade so that it's just a piano.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear you with a little less.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why weren't they open? Gave you all I had, and it's all sitting in the trash. It's all sitting in the trash. You did. So give me all your love is all I ever ask. 'Cause what you don't understand is I catch a grenade for ya.
Well, you've got steel in your eyes, young man, you know? And I think that you're a hard worker, but I want better vocals from you.
Well, I think you're so adorable and your stage presence just shines.
I have to be honest and tell you that you remind me so much of this other little kid, right? who?
I don't want to fall into that Bieber stereotype. It's got to be me.
Yeah. You know, that's your challenge. But, you know, you clearly have a lot of talent, and your personality is larger than this building.
Thank you. In. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Brittany.
I think you are completely and utterly adorable.
Cool. Burst out of my chest if you're not careful.
All right, let's vote.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think we could be looking at a future pop star with you. That means a yes for me.
It's a long way to the top, but I'm willing to take the ride with you. Yes.
And I'm just going to have to say yes, you're too cute.
Thank you.
Brittany.
I say yes.
You have four yeses.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
It's so good. I love
it. What? Four yes. It's all I could have ever asked for.
Again, Justin Bieber on The X Factor. Simon Cowell, of course, our major critic. Justin Bieber, here's a short little interview with he and his mom, actually just his mom, on Huntley Street. Listen to some of
Patty,
these
as we said earlier, your journey with God has taken many different turns and twists, and God has blessed your life with a precious son. Named Justin.
Yes.
And I think we're going to pull Justin. Justin didn't know this, but Justin, you were in the studio. Come on over here. He's a good-looking 14-year-old young man. Have a seat right next to your mom.
And he sounds even better than he looks.
He does.
Can we Google this guy?
You can Google Justin. Patty, tell us a bit about what's happening now in Justin's life. This is hot off the presses.
Yeah, actually, Justin is not just healthy, like I prayed, but like I said, he's really talented. He's been putting up videos on YouTube, and he is now the number one most subscribed to musician in Canada on YouTube.
On YouTube.
And number 20th in the world.
Oh,
musician in Canada.
And we heard him sing. We met him here.
He sang for us in the green room earlier.
What a voice. You would never believe could come out of
And
out
a
of
voice
you.
That's caught it's the beautiful. Attention of some pretty high up people.
Yeah, he was being courted by the different music labels and I don't know if you know if Justin Timberlake and Usher were actually fighting over who could sign him. And
really?
So we just signed with the music label and we're moving in about a week to the U.S. So it's a big step and he's got a long journey and great plans.
Congratulations, Justin and Patty, and keep this little family in your prayers as they now take this next step in the journey. If you want to hear Justin sing, just go onto YouTube and type in
Justin singing.
Justin singing, and you'll get to hear him. But
again, Justin Bieber, is your kid going to be the next Justin Bieber? Well, we don't know that, but you might know. Again, we're talking about Like a Little Child. That's the theme of today's show. Again, this is John Beaner with Inspiration 316. God said, and again, Matthew 18:3, be like a little child to enter the kingdom of God. Be open, be obedient, be touchable. Be open in your heart to God's leading. Thanks for joining us. We'll be talking to you again soon tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for listening to the Inspiration 316 show with John Beaner. Join us each weekday at the same time. If you want to share your testimony, listen to past shows, or get a free book, visit us at our website, www.inspiration316.com.